Turning in our Bibles this morning to 1 Samuel chapter 20, and beginning to read together from verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter 20, and beginning to read together from verse number 1, please. First Samuel 20, verse 1. Let's hear the word of God. And David fled from Naoth in Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is mine iniquity? And what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life?" And he said unto him, "God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great or small, but he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." And David sware moreover and said, "Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes." And he saith, "Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Then said Jonathan unto David, "Whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee." And David said unto Jonathan, "Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me, that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say thus, it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore, thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant into a covenant of the Lord with thee. Notwithstanding, if there be in me iniquity, slay me thyself, for why shouldest thou bring me to thy father?" And Jonathan said, "Far be it from thee, for if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would not I tell it thee?" Then said David to Jonathan, "Who shall tell me? Or what if thy father answer thee roughly?" And Jonathan said unto David, "Come, let us go out into the field." And they went out both of them into the field, and Jonathan said unto David, "O Lord God of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow any time, or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David and I, then send not unto thee and show it thee. The Lord do so, and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and the Lord be with thee, as he hath been with my father." Amen. We'll end our reading there, and we know that God will bless the public reading of his word to every heart for his name's sake. Let's just unite our hearts in prayer, please. Let's take a moment here. Pray for me. Pray for yourselves. Pray that the Lord will come and draw near in this meeting. Let's all just take a moment, still our hearts here. As we come before him, we need the help of God. And let's seek him now to that end. Almighty God and Father in heaven, we come again into thy presence in Jesus' name, and by his blood that brings us nigh to thy throne. And we thank thee for our Lord Jesus. We thank thee for the one who never leaves his people nor forsakes them. And O God, we come to thee right now at this juncture, and I confess before heaven, before this gathered congregation, my complete inadequacy to deal with what is now before me in this meeting. And I cry, O God, that upon thy throne in heaven thou wilt remember me. Empty me now of anything that will hinder in this meeting. Wash me completely in Jesus' blood. And fill me now with the Holy Ghost and with power. And extend the kingdom of God and of grace. O God, we cry to thee. Descend in power by the eternal Spirit into this meeting. Convict of sin. Lead to faith in Jesus' blood. And glorify thy Son and our only Lord Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. It is those words in verse 3 of 1 Samuel 20 that I want to look with you now for a moment about. The end of the verse, it says this: "Truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." In 1969, the American astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped out of the spaceship Apollo 11 and stepped onto the moon. It was said at that time, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. It was an amazing achievement, spending 3 hours walking upon the surface of the moon. But yesterday, Saturday the 25th of August, 2012, 43 years after he stepped onto the moon, Neil Armstrong took a far greater step. Because yesterday, he stepped from time into eternity. Yesterday, Neil Armstrong took his final step. That's what I want to look at you. That's what I want to look with you at this morning. Taking our final step. The words of David here to Solomon. Truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. The Word of God has much to say about the steps which men take. Job said that God numbers his steps. Proverbs, Solomon spoke there that the steps of the immoral take hold on hell. Or Psalm 37, we read, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Or again, Solomon said, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Here David, in 1 Samuel 20, is with Solomon, and he's speaking to Solomon about taking his final step. The setting before us is one really of great tragedy. David, the man of God, he fears that at any moment in his life, he's about to take his final step. The reason for that is this: Saul is envious of him. He's envious because the people love him. He's envious of David because of his triumphs over the Philistines. And that is what has happened here. David's with Jonathan. He comes to his best friend. He tells him his predicament, his plight, that Saul's out to slay him. And he uses these words to Jonathan to emphasize the great need upon his heart. He says, Jonathan, truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. Just one step between me and death. I want to address this congregation this morning. In particular, I want to address the unsaved. In this meeting, many of you, I'm sure, are on your final weekend of holiday. But I want to speak this morning on taking your last step. Only look at it from this text. And the first thing I want to show you is this: the truth revealed about your last step. Because David said, truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there's a step between me and death. David uses here two rock solid truths from the Word of God, two truths that can't be denied, to convince Jonathan of the situation that he finds himself in. He says, truly as the Lord liveth, Jonathan, truly as thy soul liveth, there's but a step between me and death. Jonathan, just as sure as God lives, just as sure as your soul lives, there's but a step between me and death. Now, unsaved, I trust that your situation this morning is different from David's, the situation he finds himself here in. But nevertheless, the truth remains. Just as sure as God lives, just as sure as your soul lives, there's but a step between you and death. Why is there a final step? Why is there a final step for any of us? Because of sin. As by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Death, it's the offspring of sin. Sin entered the world. Death entered the world. And here's David. Here he is, feeling at any moment his life can end. And dear unsaved in this meeting, that's what I want to get through to your heart right at this juncture. There's a step between you and death. One step. This truth was revealed in the Garden of Eden when God told our first parents, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And when Adam sinned, from that moment he began a journey toward his final step. And every one of his posterity since that are on that same journey, journey to the grave, journey to eternity. Sinner friend in the meeting, truly as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, there's but a step between you and death. That's the truth revealed there. You're taking the step. There's no getting out of it. Truly as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, there's but a step between you and death. The second thing I want to show you from the text is this, the timing of the step. Truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. I want you to notice that this last step which you will take, the timing of it is in the hands of God. Though David felt in his own heart that he could take it at any moment, he didn't know when he was going to take it. We as people, by nature, we like things to fit into our plans. We think, well, we'd be better doing that then, or we'll do something else then. My dear friend, it's not so with your final step. Your final step is set by God. It's not designed to fit into your plan. It fits into the plan of God. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, a time to be born, a time to die. It's God that sets the timing of this final step. Unsaved, see this. The one you've sinned against time without number. The one that your life is an act of rebellion against his very name. The one that as this meeting continues, your sin goes heavenward. He set that moment. He set that time when you will take your final step. He has set it. It's not for you to speculate when you'll take that final step. The Bible says you're to prepare to take that final step. And you're to prepare to take it any moment from now. Any moment from now. Because this is the only moment you're guaranteed of. It's not your duty to speculate when you'll take it. It's your duty to prepare to take it. And prepare to take it any moment from this moment. You're taking it. Truly as the Lord liveth, you're taking it. The timing of it's in the hands of God. Oh, my friends, see this today. Here we are, the final weekend in August. Young people about to go back to school. The holidays all drawing to a close. The Lord draws our attention this morning to the fact that every one of us are going to take a final step, and we're going to take it any moment from now. You're taking it. The timing of it's in the hand of God. Oh, sinner friends, see this. Think of the first man who ever took a final step, Abel. And Abel had no graveyards. There had never been a funeral procession. No graveyards to remind him that man was mortal, that man would die. And my dear friend, Abel had the word of God to his parents. The day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And Abel, realizing that he was mortal, realizing that the world had fallen, prepared to meet God by faith, Abel. Hebrews 11, verse 4. My dear friend, Abel's final step took him to God. Young person, older person, you're taking this step. The timing of it's in the hand of God. Where's it taking you? If you take it before this meeting ends, you say, preacher, you have absolutely no guarantee I'll take it before this meeting ends. That's right, I don't. And you have no guarantee you won't. You have no guarantee you won't. See how volatile this is? Truly as God lives, you're taking it. The timing of it's in the hand of God. Oh, my dear friends, see this morning. Abel prepared to take it. It was a step that took him to God. It was a step that took him to the Lord. Let me show you something else from our text. Truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there's a step between me and death. The truth is, you're taking it. The timing of it's in the hand of God. Let me show you something else. You're taking it once. It's appointed unto men once to die. There are many things in life that you can do again. Dying isn't one of them. Dying isn't one of those things. Sinner friend, you're going to die once. You need to die well. You're going to take a final step. You're taking it once. It's either going to take you to heaven to be with Christ. If you die in your Christ rejection, if you die in your sin and your rebellion and your wickedness against God, my dear friend, that final step will damn you. It'll damn you. It'll take you to hell. Maybe you say, preacher, I don't want it to take me to hell. Listen. Balaam didn't want it to take him to hell either. He said, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his, and for all his good intentions he's damned. Because he loved the wages of unrighteousness. Sinner friend, what holds you back? What stops you from coming to Christ? This was not the message I had for this morning. 10 o'clock last night, I changed it. Truly, you're taking it. The timing of your steps in the hand of God. You're taking it once. Let me show you something else. You're taking it alone. Truly, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there's but a step between me and death. Sinner, it's your step. David and Jonathan were best friends. Many things they did together. David couldn't take Jonathan's final step, and Jonathan couldn't take David's. David says, Jonathan, there's a step between me and death. It's personal. My friend, you're taking it once. You're taking it alone. Many people have a deathbed. I understand that. Many people, of course, don't. But my dear friend, you can gather round. And your loved one, sinner friend, may gather round you in that bed. But they can only usher you to the door of death. Because you're going through that door on your own. And you're going through it once. And you're going through it because God says you're going through it. And he has set the timing of it. Oh, my dear friend, see this morning. Dear unsaved, see it. See your situation. Here you are in another gospel meeting. Your first step in life. You were born into a country where the gospel's preached. You heard of a cross on which Jesus died. You heard of precious blood that would wash from all sin. Your first steps in life, my friend, gave you great privileges. There was great hope that you would be saved someday. I tell you now, on the authority of that book, you take your last step out of Jesus Christ. Though those first steps gave you great hope, that final step takes them from you forever. All hope gone. My friend, listen to me. Truly, as the Lord liveth, this is personal, as your soul lives, you're taking this step. The timing of it's in the hand of God. You're taking it once. You're taking it alone. And finally, depending on what you do with Jesus, which is called the Christ, your final step is either going to be a triumph or it's going to be a travesty. David said, truly as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, there's but a step between me and death. This wasn't to be the time of David's death. God spared him. But we read in 1 Kings 2 that some years later David took his final step. But dear friend, listen to me. It was a step that took him to heaven. It was a step that took him to be with the Lord. It was a great triumph. He went into that valley of death. But my friend, the door opened and he went to the Father's house. Death was just the vehicle that took him to heaven. But listen, what about you? Is it for you this morning? Should it happen this day? Is it going to be a triumph? Or is it going to be a travesty? You die in your rebellion, it's a travesty. It'll damn you. Young person, it'll damn you. Man preached to for years, it'll damn you. You can't get out of it. God says you're taking it. He set the time of it. You're taking it once, you're taking it alone. For David, it was a triumph. For some in this meeting at this moment, it's going to be a travesty if it takes you. You haven't Christ. Maybe you say, preacher, I don't want it to be a travesty. Then, my dear friend, you need Christ. You need the gospel. Paul put it like this in Galatians 4. The greatest step that was ever taken. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. That was the day when angels cried, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Sinner, answer me. How on earth could there be glory for God and peace with men apart from the fact that Christ had just come? The mediator had come. The one to take His people to God. Oh, sinner friends, see this today. Every step that Jesus Christ took, from the manger to Gethsemane to Gabbatha to Golgotha, He took it for sinners. He took it for sinners. And then He stepped into death, disarmed it of its power, satisfied divine justice. Sinner friends, see it. Why did He do it? That your final step might take you to God. That your final step might take you to heaven. What are you going to do this morning? What are you going to do with Jesus that's called the Christ? Oh friend, forget about the preacher. I'm only delivering the message. This is between you and God. What are you going to do with His Son? Soon we're all going to stand for judgment. The Christ you reject wants to know why. And the God you sinned against your whole life wants some answers. Sinner, wake up to this. You're taking this step. You're taking it once. You're taking it alone. The timing of it's in the hands of God. You think of this book before me. That book on your knee tells you of many sinners saved by grace. Tells you of Rahab the harlot, washed in Jesus' blood. Tells us of Timothy, saved as a young boy, young child. Tells us of Zacchaeus, Abraham, Jacob, Manasseh, that wicked king of Judah, or a thief moments from hell. Moments from hell. Moments from perishing. And they're in heaven today. Sinner, grasp it. They were saved. They were forgiven. They were reconciled to God. But don't miss the point. It all happened before they took their final step. It all happened before they took their final step. Saved from sin, from the awful consequences of it. They stepped out in the promise. They got under the blood. Listen to me, sinner friend. Let me tell you this. Your sin isn't going away. Your guilt isn't going to disappear. And your sin will be paid for. Either Christ's cross or God's hell. But be not deceived. It'll be paid for. But listen to me.
there was a cry come up from Calvary that will never, ever be heard in hell. Finished. Because hell doesn't finish. Sinner, see this morning. See your great need here. Here you are in the final days, maybe of your holiday. Still without Christ, without an anchor for the soul. And how do you know? But some in this meeting aren't about to step from time into eternity. Sinner, you're taking it once. Truly, you're taking it, God says. You're taking it alone. Depending on what you do with Jesus, that's called the Christ, determines whether it's going to be a travesty or a triumph. Sinner, I think it's time you were saved. I know it's time you were saved. It's time to repent and believe the gospel. It's time to call upon the Lord. All you need is in Christ. That law you have broken time without number, the Lord Jesus has honored it. Filled it, fulfilled it, every jot and tittle. And then, my dear friend, he took that broken law, that sin that you have transgressed time without number, nailed it to his cross, shedding holy blood that you might be washed from all your sin. But sinner, you've got to come to him. You've got to come to him. Here we are, about to close this meeting. Sinner, I say this again, forget about the preacher. That has nothing to do with me. That's between you and God. He says you're taking it. He's telling you again, he set the time of it. It's not your duty to speculate. It's your duty to prepare to take it. You're taking it once. You're taking it alone. Depending on what you do with Jesus Christ determines where it takes you. Heaven with Christ. Hell without him. No anchor for your soul. Never been forgiven. Never been washed in Jesus' blood. And death came and took you away. Sinner friend, it's time to come to Christ. You can't attend this church in cold rain and not know how to be saved. Faithful man of God preaches here, warns his people, flee from the wrath to come. Because that step's going to take you into it. Sinner, it's time you were saved. It's time to repent, believe the gospel. It's time to step out in the promise. Get under the blood. Lest today you step from time into God's eternity. Let's unite our hearts in prayer. Let's just be still here before God. Sinner, you could do nothing better right now in this meeting than lift your heart heavenward and ask God to have mercy on your soul, to save you. If you'd like counsel, speak to me at the door or speak to some of the session here. Be our joy to sit down with you and point you to Christ that you might be saved, you might be born of God. Father in heaven, we pray that you'll take thy word, take all that's been of thee and bless it to every heart. Take all that's been of the preacher, let it fall to the ground. But, O God, we cry that by thy Spirit thou would bring sinners unto Christ, into that everlasting union with the Son of God. God, hear prayer. Hear prayer this morning, we pray. And save the lost and glorify thy great name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.